Good morning. A Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, 6 months after the first U.S. coronavirus case was confirmed, President Donald Trump attempted to re-engage with the pandemic yesterday at a press conference. The briefing was back. He stood there and said that the pandemic may get worse before it gets better, and unbelievably was telling now people that it was important to wear a mask.
David, look, this president is in real political trouble. I have said so many times that when we look at what has happened here, it is a guy comes out and he says in the very beginning, there is not going to be a pandemic in the United States. And in fact, we're not even going to have the coronavirus. It'll be just a blip. 5 cases, maybe 15 cases. Now the country is beset. It's the worst in the world in so many ways. The United States, which should have known better, has taken its time. The president finally, after tens of thousands of deaths, has come forth and said people should be wearing a mask. That after he made fun of Joe Biden for wearing a mask. And because of his own irresponsibility, David, this country is in terror. Now, has this president done his job? No. He gets up there yesterday without his health experts, without Anthony Fauci, who would, of course, said people should be wearing masks and washing hands and staying out of bars, and the pandemic is going to get much worse. And here's the president finally saying it's going to get worse before it gets better. Mr. President, where have you been? I mean, it's outrageous. People have died by the tens of thousands because of what you have done and your carelessness, telling people that they didn't have to wear masks and that they should come into big crowded arenas together and infecting each other. David, this is something that is unexplainable, that a human being could do this to other people. And when the history books are written, they're going to certainly say all of what I'm saying right now. This president, instead of using Dr. Fauci, he excludes him. Instead of using Dr. Bricks, excludes her. This is beyond anything that this country could have imagined.
And they can't get their act together in Washington on funding, getting that money out to the families that need it. End of $600 unemployment bonus could push millions past the brink from the New York Times. Quote, what the hell are we doing? GOP in disarray over virus spending. A majority intra-party rift widened between the White House and Senate Republicans as they stumbled to formulate a unified coronavirus budget plan, lacking any agreement on goals, parameters, or even deadlines, says the Washington Post.
When you have the French Revolution and other revolutions in the past, because a king wouldn't open the storehouses, because the stupidity of saying people should be allowed to suffer. Look, the reason that there is some damper on social protest in this country right now is because of those $600 a week that people are getting, and the Republican senators who are aghast at the idea of re-upping such a thing are asking for the worst kind of trouble that you can have in a democracy. What they are saying is we can't afford it. Oh, well, you can afford the munitions, you can afford the ships, you can afford the adventures in the South China Sea, you can afford all of that. But what you can't afford is to feed your people and their children. And what do you think you're going to get when that happens? You think people are going to go in the streets? I would think so. You think crime is going to go up when there's no other way to put food on a table for somebody who has a family? You know, I'm not justifying it. I'm just simply saying this division within the Republicans in Congress is beyond belief. And of course, it is pre-election time. People who are going to have to go to the ballot box and vote are going to be quite angry as a result of this. No, I think in the end, they have to agree on a relief package. The Democrats in the House of Representatives are talking about $3 trillion. The members of the Senate who are talking so far are talking about $1 trillion, and they want it targeted in specific ways. This is no time for politics. This is a time to feed the American people and their families and to continue until this virus abates. On the one hand, you should have a president who is saying, everybody wear a mask. Finally, he's doing that, acknowledging that we are in this terrible situation. The economy is a mess. It is one of the staples of a presidential campaign, and he's not able to look to it either. So in the end, what does he do? He goes in and he incites violence within cities where mayors are saying, stay out, we don't want you. You're only making things worse. Well, it's clear to me that he wants to make things worse, because if he can say, I'm going to protect you from the mobs, I'm going to protect you from the bad people, of which there are very, very few. And into all of this comes the Mother's March, in which the mothers protect their children and form into a phalanx of women holding up signs and saying, "You shall not pass." It's an extraordinary time, and the president's irresponsibility keeps showing and showing and showing.
Well, you referenced it. Let's go a little further with it. That's this opposition that's going to U.S. agents in cities. Oregon's attorney general sued last week, asking a judge to block federal agents' actions. The state, Alan, argued that masked agents have arrested people on the street far from the U.S. courthouse. It's become a target of vandalism with no probable cause. You also have Democratic leaders of Illinois and Chicago pushing back. Tuesday, Governor J.B. Pritzker called it a wrong-headed move. Mayor Lori Lightfoot softened her previous opposition, however, saying, "I've been very clear that we welcome actual partnership, but we do not welcome dictatorship."
That's right. Well, look, when the feds come in, inevitably, they do after an agreement with local law enforcement. It's happened before. In this case, this is clearly provocational. And we know that that's what this president is after, because he is figuring, and I believe this to be true, that the only way that he can win in this election is to make this a matter of this insurrection in the streets, and I'm going to put a stop to it, and I'm going to protect you. It's the ultimate manifestation of the way in which this has gone in the past, which is racism, incitement, and that is exactly what is happening now.
Political observer Alan Chartok with us. So great to talk to you.
And you, David, and stay safe.